Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Humaza. Now, these blessings are narrated in not only the Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi, they are also recorded by As-Salabi in his tafsir. However, the text of the narrative is the same, the chain of narration is different. Now, as far as the text is concerned, the words are, مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةُ الْهُمَزَ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ بِعَدَدِ مَنْ اسْتِهْزَى بِمُحَمَّدٍ وَأَصْحَابِهِ, which means that any person who recites Surah Humaza, the Almighty will give him 10 rewards equivalent to every person who made fun of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. So in other words, for every person or every person who made fun of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions, for every such person, 10 rewards shall be given to a person who recites Surah Humaza. Now, as far as the text of this narrative is concerned, as I said, it is the same. However, the chain of narration is different in both these cases, and both these chains of narration are exceptionally weak and cannot be trusted. As far as this chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi, it contains Harun ibn Kathir, who is Majhul, as is recorded by Ibn Abi Hatim in his book Al-Jarh wa-Ta'dil. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym Al-Mada'ini is concerned, he is, we of course know him very well, and he too has been regarded as an extremely unreliable narrator. So Hafiz Mizzi in his Tehzeebul Kamal records various opinions of Rijal authorities about him. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place has said about him that he's laysa bishay, he's nothing. And in another place, his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu, that he's weak and his narratives are not worth writing. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says he's laysa bihujja, he cannot be adduced from. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's ghayru siqa, he's not trustworthy. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim also regard him to be za'if. And Imam Bukhari has said that people have forsaken him. And Imam Nisai has also said he's matruk, which means that people have abandoned him. And at another place, his words are laysa bisiqa wala yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says that he's za'iful hadith chittan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk. And at another place, his words are kazzab, that he's a liar. So a person like Salam bin Sulaim al-Mada'ini, he cannot be relied upon in any sense. And thus, in the presence of him and Harun ibn Kathir, this narrative also stands extremely questionable and unreliable and cannot be relied upon in any way. As far as the other chain of narration is concerned, which is found in the Tafsir of As-Salabi, it contains Ismail ibn Nuhail, about whom we have no information. About Maqil ibn Abdullah al-Jazari, we know that Ibn Adi and Ibn al-Jawzi and Uqayli regarded him to be za'if. And Muhammad ibn Qasim ibn Sufyan, who also is found in his chain of narration about him, Imam ibn Hazm says that he has reflected on his narratives and he has found a lot of lies found in these narratives. So in the presence of this jarh or these comments, we find that this isnad or this chain of narration also cannot be relied upon. So all in all, we can say that this narrative, which is reported through these two chains, is totally unreliable, and Muslims would do well if they totally neglect and ignore it. Now, as far as reading Surah Humaza is concerned, the real way to reap its blessings is to understand what it says for us, to understand its meanings, to understand and follow what it has for us. The message it has for us needs to be deeply gauged and followed. This is the proper way of reaping the blessings of reading a surah, and Muslims should ignore these narratives, which are totally unreliable, and their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is totally incorrect. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.